This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. It's great to be with you. Of course, we are live on Sunday nights, and what perfect timing again. The news is just exploding. We're going to get into all of this hour, this whole issue of the so-called immigration ban and what it is, what it is not, how people are melting down and overreacting to it. All of that in hour number one, plus a lot of good news, a lot of good financial tips here, things that have interested me in the news. Hour number two, a great guest will be with us tonight. His name is Graham Wood, and he's published a fascinating book titled The Way of the Strangers, Encounters with the Islamic State. He's done something very unique. What he's done is he's gone out and actually interviewed people who joined ISIS to find out, why did you do it? You know, what is it about ISIS that is attracting people, in some cases, to close down successful businesses, people giving up their careers, people giving up college and everything else and joining ISIS? So it's going to be a great discussion. And we'll ask him, too, about all of this immigration ban issue and what Trump has done and what he thinks about all of that. And man, my Facebook is exploding tonight, though. If you don't follow me on Facebook, go over there and check out my Facebook page. You can find me by just searching under James L. Paris, P-A-R-I-S, and you'll find my Facebook page. Of course, our main website is ChristianMoney.com, and that has links to all of my social media as well. Take advantage of tonight's special sponsor. Take a look at this website, StopBeingTracked.com. There's so many things you can do today to protect yourself from being hacked, from being tracked online. I have looked for many years for a book, a system, something that just sort of laid it all out, how to have basic internet security. Couldn't find anything, found this website, and we want to recommend that you go check it out, and they are a sponsor of tonight's episode. Check it out, StopBeingTracked.com. StopBeingTracked.com. Next week, our guest in hour number two is Tony Ortega. He is, I believe, the only full-time daily blogger covering Scientology. In other words, every day, this guy writes a new blog post on Scientology. He's also got a book out about Scientology. And of course, that's my new fascination with this A&E TV show with Leah Remini and the Scientology and what's happening. And Tom Cruise is moving to Clearwater, Florida, supposedly to save Scientology, which appears to be crumbling because of this new A&E reality TV show, Scientology, next week in hour number two. Also, I did launch the new podcast this week. It is a different title than I mentioned to you last week. So here's the information. The first episode of the podcast is up. If you go to my blog, you'll find a link directly to the podcast. This is all about me losing everything, going bankrupt, what happened to me 15 years ago, being the victim of an embezzlement scam, and what I'm doing to rebuild my life. And the first episode is about 55 minutes in length, and it gives you the backstory. And then every subsequent episode is going to be different life lessons, strategies, things that you can do to make your life better, to kind of tap into the wisdom I've gained from going through this hell on earth experience that I've gone through for many years. So if you want to check that out, it's called the Kumgang Podcast. Kumgang meaning too strong to be broken. And it is my real life story. If you want to check out my brand new podcast, the Qumgon podcast, go to the blog, blog.christianmoney.com. You'll find a link there, blog.christianmoney.com. Okay, so let's get started by talking about Trump's executive order. And I am seeing so many bizarre postings today, especially on social media. I don't know when this started happening, when people decided that they could no longer have intellectually honest arguments, that everything has to turn into, I would use the term hyperbole, which means exaggeration. But when you exaggerate to the point that many of these people are exaggerating to, it's not even hyperbole anymore. At what point does the exaggeration really become a lie? And so here's what we're talking about. We're talking about Trump doing what he said he would do. This is exactly what he said he would do several months ago during the campaign, that we're going to suspend immigration from certain countries that we deem to be countries that present a risk to the U.S. of terrorism. We're going to suspend the immigration for a period of time until we can figure out what's going on. That's what he said, and that's what he's doing. So what this is, it is a 120-day ban. In fact, if you read the actual executive order, it's a 90-day ban in some cases. But just to kind of, you know, be fair and say, like, the worst case scenario or the longest number of days under any scenario in the executive order presently is 120 days. So this is 4 months. This is 120 days, 4 months, 12 weeks. That's what we're talking about here. 16 weeks. Wake up. Okay. This is not the Holocaust. And I'm seeing people posting online that we as Christians, we as conservatives, we as Americans need to not allow ourselves to be sucked into what is setting up to be ostensibly the next Holocaust. Really? I mean, really? That's how we're going to have this discussion. I have never in my life seen people jumping to such exaggerations. Again, I would use the word hyperbole, but it's not a strong enough word. I just don't know. I don't know. I mean, here's the analogy. You have a kid who wants a little bit more food, and you as the parent say, you know what? You've had enough to eat right now. I'm not going to give you anything else. Okay, so then it's being reported throughout your community that you are starving your child for denying them of a third helping, right? That's what you did. You denied your child of a third helping. And instead of saying, hey, this guy denied his child of a third helping at the all-you-can-eat buffet, what you do is you say, this man is starving his child. At what point do exaggerations like that, can we just call them lies? Because that's really what's happening here. And here's what the ultimate end game is of all of this. If you, like the boy who cried wolf, if you do this enough time, liberals, people are not going to believe you. And that's already really happening. The whole outcry of fake news and all of that. These are the same people that are posting these big challenges to various websites, calling them fake news, wanting them to be banned by Google and so forth. And they themselves are engaged in this kind of rhetoric. I don't even know what to call it, because I have never in my life seen anything like this. And as I posted on my own Facebook page, I want to read to you what I posted, because it's just common sense what's going on here. This is complete common sense. And here's what we'll do. We've got the music playing. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to post to you exactly what I wrote about this on Facebook, just a couple of paragraphs. And I don't know how anybody can disagree with actually what Trump did, what he really did, not what people are saying he did. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. It's Jim Paris Live. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
A lot of calls on Sunday nights, but I did just post on my Facebook that I am going to take calls tonight on this subject of immigration. Agree or disagree with what Trump did? 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432. And I want to read to you my Facebook post. Then we're going to go to a caller we've got holding, Abigail in California. We'll get to you in just one moment here. Hang tight. So here we go. Here's my Facebook post. Can't we all be honest and admit that our immigration system is broken? For those that don't read or think for themselves, it is a 120-day policy. This is how a businessman deals with a problem. If someone pees in the pool, you close the pool, drain it, and refill with clean water. I am sure that this will all be resolved in a matter of a few months, and we will all be safer as a result. The comparisons to the Holocaust are beyond ridiculous. Please, can't we all have an honest discussion about what is really happening here? So that's my post, and you're welcome to agree or disagree. 877-317-6432. And Abigail is listening in Auburn, California. Hello, Abigail.
Hey, James. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I was going to say I absolutely agree with your post. I live in an apartment, and that's exactly what they do here. When somebody's messed the pool up in a bad way, it gets closed down and not opened until it's fixed. So it's very true, you know, comparison. I will tell you that I think Reagan meant well back in the day when he allowed some, you know, people that came here the way, you know, against the way they were supposed to, meant well and everything. But unfortunately, I have felt for a very long time that a wall should have been built. I agree with 100% with what Trump is doing. We have become way too soft. The guy that killed two officers up here where I live, one was right here in Auburn, and my granddaughter was actually at school, like a baby school at the time. And my oldest daughter was just beside herself with what to do because, you know, the security there wasn't really good at the school. And anyway, the thing is, this guy had been it was a Mexican drug cartel. I thought he'd been deported four times. Apparently it was twice. Regardless, he'd been deported, wasn't on any kind of watch list, and came back. So what Trump is doing, even in a situation like that, you put that example right there. If there's a watch list, then they have to be vetted before they can come back in, although that guy probably didn't come in legally, right? But then the wall, you have to look at all the different angles to address this problem. And then, of course, I need to chime in with the Canada thing. There's a YouTube video somewhere showing somebody coming across the waterways of Canada, like on a boat.
Like we have open borders, Abigail. And my question is, if we don't have borders, do we really have a country? I mean, if anybody can just come here and tap into all of our services, and if, as we're hearing now, that basically people can come here now and vote, even if they're not citizens, then what does it mean anymore to be an American, to have a country, if everything is just completely open? And as I said in a response to one comment on my Facebook page, even when you go to church, when they pass the plate, you know, you put money in to support your church and support your pastor, but you only put in as much as you can because you got to still come home and pay your bills. And all Trump is doing is what a businessman would do, which is to say, okay, let's stop this right now and take a look at it. You know, I would be okay with just stopping all immigration for a period of time to take a look at it. You know, I mean, sort of we're closed for remodeling, I think would be the analogy. But great call, Abigail. Thank you so much for that. If you're listening and you've got a comment, you agree, disagree, maybe your thoughts are like Abigail. A lot of people don't like it when these individual anecdotes are shared of, you know, these crimes where someone is murdered by an illegal immigrant. You know, the most probably famous one in recent months is the Kate Steinle murder in San Francisco, just the senseless murder. The guy who was arrested for that, who was allegedly behind that, who was accused of that crime, was deported five times from the country. Five times! And then you see these folks like the Attorney General of Massachusetts that was on CNN on Friday that says that, you know, having a wall would make no difference. Well, then what do we do? I mean, is it just that we have no borders anymore? Then why do we have border enforcement? Why do we have border control? You know, bottom line is if we're going to spend all this money on border control, all these, you know, border enforcement officers and all these checkpoints, if we're not going to really have immigration, look, if for no other reason, forget about fiscal, forget about that we can only handle so many immigrants and our budget, forget about that for a minute, but think about just national security. If we're just going to open up the borders and anybody can come in, then why have any national security? Why are they searching all of us, you know, at the airport when we're going through security and metal detectors? Just get rid of all that. You know, this is the problem, is that we cannot have security in this country without some amount of these measures being taken. And it's just being honest. And this is what a businessman does. Just like I said on Facebook, somebody pees in the swimming pool. What do? You drain the pool and you close the pool and you refill it after you clean it. And also you find out who peed. And that kid doesn't get to go back in the pool. So this is common sense. It is really beyond me that this is so controversial and that this has people comparing it to the Holocaust, comparing it to Hitler and Nazis. I mean, really? That's how we're going to have this discussion? How can we ever possibly have a meaningful discussion? And then I saw this post, on Facebook, social media. I just reposted it to my own Facebook here, that Californians are now threatening that they're going to withhold their federal taxes. They're also putting together a big campaign. Apparently, they have enough signatures now to take this to a ballot measure. California seceding from the United States. You know what my response is to that? Good riddance. Don't let Nevada hit you in the rear end on your way out. I mean, enough is enough. And just look at what's happening in California. The financial problems they have. And California is a shrinking state, just like Illinois, a lot of these states. And California can say, no, we're not. We're actually net increasing in population. Yes, if you only do a just net calculation and you don't look at, for example, how many of those new people that are coming in are illegals. But if you actually look at citizens of the United States, your population is declining in California, no doubt about it. But yeah, if you want to include the inflow of illegals, yeah, you're holding your own. But at some point, you're going to have to deal with the consequences of that. But look, I mean, enough is enough. I mean, this is common sense. It's common sense what Trump is doing. No question about it. And I'm glad we have someone. Let me say this. I'm glad we have someone that went to Washington and is doing what they said they would do. Okay, can we at least give Trump credit for that? This is what he said he was going to do. So why the wailing, the gnashing of teeth? Why are people so surprised? This is exactly what Trump said that he would do. All right, a lot of news to get to. Are the malls in America dying? I think they are. More evidence on that. We'll have that for you after the break. Stay tuned.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate,
Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
It is a bit amusing. One of my friends on Facebook, and by the way, join me over there on Facebook. I'm not one of these big celebrities that only lets you follow me on a fan page. You can actually be a personal friend. I'll look at pictures of your baby. You can look at pictures of my dogs, my grand dogs, as I call them, or maybe some pictures of me doing my martial arts workout, things like that. So we could be friends on Facebook. Find me over on Facebook, James L. Paris. One of my friends said, hey, this is all interesting. You don't even need TV anymore with social media. It's funny to just watch how the liberals are melting down. I had posted on my Facebook, it's almost more enjoyable than like a Mike Tyson pay-per-view to see what's happening. These people are just completely out of control. I don't know what they're going to threaten to do next, because they all threatened to leave the country and none of them did. It is funny, though, that there was an article, I think it was Thursday or Friday, I posted to my Facebook, where Americans who were trying to relocate to Canada couldn't get approved by immigration. And this is one of the points that I made, you know, throughout many of my posts this week over at Facebook, is that everywhere you go in the world, I don't really care where it is, there are immigration rules. In fact, we have had the people on the show from International Living, and I've kind of had this fantasy, I'll probably never do it, but it's kind of a fantasy, of retiring in one of these countries where it's super cheap to live. And there's all these, you know, different ways that you can retire in some of these countries, you know, especially in Central America. There's a lot of countries people are going to, some parts of Asia, where just on a regular retirement here in America that would make you sort of middle class would make you super rich. You'd be like a super wealthy. Your money's worth 10 times in some of these countries. Well, you just can't move there. You can go there on vacation, but then you have to go through a process of getting approved. And that includes they actually want to see your finances and see that you have a retirement income, a source of income. Some of these countries, you have to buy real estate or invest by starting a business. They're just not going to let you come in, just to let you come in. And so America is different in that way. And I know that, you know, part of our history is, you know, give us your tired, give us your poor, give us your hungry, all that. I get all that. And I'm not against immigration, but our immigration system is broken. Can we all just be honest that it's broken? We have a major problem here. And if we're not going to have borders, we don't have a country. If we're not going to have an immigration system, why should we have a citizenship? I mean, what is your citizenship as an American worth if anybody can just come here and tap into all the services? And as we're reading about in some of these reports last week, that millions of illegals voted in this last election. I mean, so at what point do we say, wait a minute, there's a problem here? That's all Trump is doing. This is a 120-day ban. It's not the Holocaust. It's not Hitler. Trump is not a Nazi. Can we have an honest intellectual discussion about what's happening here? All right, let's move ahead. Something I have been watching now for the last 2 or 3 years, and I'm really curious what's going to happen with this, because we know that the internet changes things. My son and I spent a really great day we had together up in Jacksonville last night. It was my birthday last week, so he invited me to go on a little overnight weekend trip with him. So we went up to Jacksonville, stayed at a really great hotel up there, the Hyatt, right on the water there, and went to a concert. We had a really great time, and we used Lyft, which is, you know, similar to Uber, L-Y-F-T. An alternative to Uber. And of course, we know what has happened with the taxi industry and what Uber and Lyft have done, and how the internet just changes everything. Well, what's going to happen to the good old American mall? That's just a question I have, and I throw that out. I'm curious what you think. What do you think is going to happen to the American mall? And I bring this up tonight because yet another story here, national chain by the name of Wet Seal, has announced that it's closing, I think it's like over 300 stores. It sounds like they're just basically going out of business. Wet Seal. And I don't know, because I don't really go to malls anymore. The town that I live in does not have a mall. We have a lot of shopping plazas, standalone, you know, stores, that sort of thing. But we don't have any malls. And the story here is this retail store, which is a clothing store called Wet Seal, it says here that they're closing all their stores, over 300 stores that they're closing. Let's see here. Okay, it says 171 stores are being closed. Bottom line is they're going out of business here. I don't know how many stores they have there. I've got different numbers in front of me. Okay, so we've got that, just another one going out of business. And then this is another article that I read along these same lines here. There are other stores. Eastern Mountain Sports is another one. Bob's Stores is another one. I don't know any of these because I don't go to malls, so I don't know. Then outdoor retailer Gander Mountain. This is interesting about Gander Mountain, which we do have a Gander Mountain not too far from here in St. Augustine. I always like going to Gander Mountain, but I'll be honest, I don't buy much at Gander Mountain. I really don't. I bought a gun there a few months ago, which is I needed to buy a gun to use in my concealed weapons classes that I teach, and I needed a basic gun for my students to use when they go to do their range shooting qualifications. So I did buy a low-cost gun there, but I buy a little bit of ammunition there. But, you know, I'll be honest, a lot of stuff there, it's really neat to look at, but it's just too darn expensive. So here's what they're reporting about Gander Mountain. It says here, a fourth chain outdoor retailer, Gander Mountain, some of whose vendors stopped taking orders, just hired the financial advisor Lazard several sources told the Post. So their vendors are not shipping to them. And it's saying here, let me see, it says something here about they're running into some financial trouble with meeting their obligations, which is why they've hired this consultant. None of this sounds good regarding Gander Mountain. This story here from the New York Post includes Gander Mountain in a list of four retailers that are all short on cash and are on the verge of having significant financial problems. So I don't know. But my question is this. What happens to all of these malls? And I have to tell you, there is nothing more unsightly, nothing more unsightly, because I used to live in a town south of Daytona Beach called Port Orange, Florida. And we had a mall, and most of the stores in the mall were empty. And there's nothing more, I guess, weird or creepy or unsightly than going into a mall and seeing like those metal bars that are there when the store is closed, that, you know, they close at night and they pull down those big, they're like, it's like a garage door, but it's metal bars. To just see almost all the stores closed and just see a handful of stores that are open. And so what they did at that mall was they have one of the places in there became like a giant buffet restaurant. Then some of that became office space. So as odd as it is, you're in this mall, and one of the locations that used to be a big department store is actually like an office facility with like all workstations and cubicles where people are actually working in there. I believe one of our local radio stations had located there. But what do you do? I mean, that's not efficient, and that's not going to work. Those kinds of businesses can certainly rent those spaces, but the footprint of that mall is too large to support renting out at the cost per square foot that a place, you know, a business is going to rent that space for compared to a retail space. And typically malls have what's called a lease participation, where the mall's getting a little piece of the action on all the retail that people are buying. But what's going to happen to all this? I think really Amazon.com, has put all these folks out of business. They just don't realize it yet. And what are we going to do with all these malls that are going to end up empty? Who knows? All right, we'll be back with more news. Stay tuned. It's Jim Paris Live. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
Well, continuing on my rant about what's going to happen to these malls as we're seeing more and more of these national chains go under, I think it's clear that something's going to have to happen with these malls. And I'll tell you what's really strange about this. Like in my town here in Palm Coast, Florida, they keep adding retail space like there's no tomorrow. And I know Florida is growing. I think we've officially now reached the point that our population is greater than 50% of the population of California. In other words, we're officially now in Florida a little bit more than half the size population-wise of California. So I think a lot of people are looking at that growth curve of Florida, and they're putting in a lot of retail. But I'm seeing so much empty space. You know, a couple times a week when I drive up to my martial arts class in St. Augustine, there's an entire shopping plaza. I mean, a very, very large plaza, which has a space for a grocery store in there and about 20 retail shops. And there's a Walgreens in there on the out parcel way out front. And then there's a Chinese takeout. That's it. Everything else is empty. There's another big shopping center like that, the south side of my town. And then they just remodeled and put in a whole new, number of open retail spaces just here, right by my house, where our Starbucks is and our grocery store and all that. There's a large number of just empty retail spaces, and I don't know. I mean, I guess they just keep building and hope that at some point some of this is going to fill in some way. But what happens to all these malls with all these open spots? I mean, maybe this is an opportunity for somebody. Maybe there's some entrepreneur that will figure out a new use for these malls. Maybe if you're a small business owner, now's your chance to get out there and get yourself a space for cheap, for pennies on the dollar. All right, let's talk about this scam. I saw this scam today and I thought, okay, this headline, I've got to see what this is. Curiosity here. The headline is, "Can You Hear Me Scam Sweeps the Country." Can You Hear Me Scam Sweeps the Country. So here it is. This is from the St. George News out in Utah. It says, "A spoken yes is all a scammer needs to defraud you. The latest scam phone calls that are sweeping the country are designed to empty your bank accounts. The Better Business Bureau reports the scam works like this. You receive either a recorded call or a call from a live person who identifies the name of a business. Recent reports include calls from a home security company, a cruise line, and even being associated with Social Security. After the introduction, the recording or person will ask you if you can hear the caller clearly. If you answer yes, there is a good chance that the person has just recorded your yes response and can go on to insert that recorded yes into a forged recording indicating your agreement to sign up for a purchase or service. Wow. These scammers continue to get smarter and smarter and smarter. I'll tell you one thing that I have done in the last few years, because I get so many robocalls. These robocalls are set to recognize the word hello. So when I answer my phone, I never answer my phone hello. I don't do it. I haven't done it for a long time for a number of reasons, but I like to answer my phone with my name. Hi, this is Jim Paris. That's how I answer my phone. And then if there's no response, then generally what I can figure out within about two or three seconds, this is a robocall, because it's looking for the word hello before it'll start playing. So I answer, hi, this is Jim Paris. And that doesn't trigger that computer to start playing its message. But now you can't even use the word yes when you're talking to one of these people, because they will record you saying the word yes. Now somebody can take this podcast, this radio show, and they're going to go in here and edit me saying the word yes and sign me up for something. Well, there you go. I don't know. It just, these scams can, I always say this when I read one of these, what if some of these scammers just put an honest effort into, you know, starting a business or doing something productive? Can you imagine how much money they could make? They don't have to be criminals. These people are so smart. All right, another Ponzi scheme, which I love talking about Ponzi schemes. Of course, I wrote a book about a Ponzi scheme, which you can find over on Amazon. If you just Google my name over on Amazon, Google my name. There you go. If you search my name over on Amazon, James L. Paris, you'll find my book about the Ponzi masters over at Amazon. And here's a story about a really interesting Ponzi scheme. So this is from Billboard.com. Arrests made in ticket Ponzi scheme for Hamilton and Adele shows. And here we go. Two men were charged Friday with roles in Ponzi schemes that cheated wealthy people, including some who believed they were investing in ticket businesses for popular shows like an Adele concert and Broadway's Hamilton. Joseph Melly, 42, of Manhattan, and Stephen Simmons, 48, of Wilton, Connecticut, were arrested on charges alleging they enticed wealthy individuals to make multi-million dollar investments. The SEC said in a civil complaint that the Ponzi schemes led 13 led people in 13 states to invest $81 million. Melly's scheme included investments in businesses that would buy large blocks of tickets for major concerts and musicals, authorities said. The SEC said that at least $51 million of the $81 million was diverted to pay off other investors or for personal expenses of co-conspirators. And it goes on to share more details on this. Even after Madoff, it just seems like these Ponzi schemes just keep going and going and going. And there's another one for you. They're always coming up with a new angle, a new way to do this. This article also I thought was interesting because so many of us over the years, and this stopped for me a year and a half, 2 years ago, when you could order from Amazon and not have to pay sales tax because Amazon did not have any physical location in your state? Well, that appears to be going away. This story from the StarTribune.com. Many online shoppers in the United States have for years had to pay state sales tax whenever they buy goods from Amazon. In my state, Florida, this didn't happen until about 2 years ago, I think. So we're still able to save. Not only you get a better deal on Amazon, free shipping on Amazon, but you didn't have to pay a sales tax. Well, now you got to pay sales tax. We have for the last couple of years. But it looks like this is now going to become a nationwide deal that everyone's going to have to pay the sales tax. It says here, the Seattle e-commerce giant has dragged its feet on collecting sales taxes in small and sparsely populated states where it doesn't have any distribution centers or corporate offices. That's quickly changing this year. And it explains here that Amazon will begin collecting sales tax in at least 10 states that they have not been. They list some states are Mississippi, Missouri, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Vermont, and some others. But it looks like the free, the avoidance of sales tax, that's going away. And, you know, that's probably the right thing to do. I mean, I think that this then kind of puts Amazon on a fair and level playing field to compete with local retailers. And I think it's, you know, time has come for this to happen. I will tell you one side benefit to this, to the sales tax being, collected by Amazon. Obviously, it's going to help your local tax base and all that. But if you're someone that is interested in the Amazon Associates program, that's where you can actually become an affiliate of Amazon and promote Amazon products and actually get paid from Amazon. Well, that program was not allowed in any of the states where there was not sales tax being collected. Because if they allowed that, that would then trigger their requirement to collect sales tax in that state. So those people who are super interested and excited about getting involved with the Amazon Associates business opportunity, you know, that is where you can promote Amazon products on your own website, on Facebook, and you can get a percentage. I've done this for years. Those people that were locked out of that program because you were in one of these non-Amazon sales tax states, everybody's going to have access to that program now. So that's kind of a side benefit. Okay, we have news and a few commercials, and we'll be back with our special guest, Graham Wood. His new book, The Way of the Strangers, Encounters with the Islamic State. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.